It's been a while since we checked in with PG&E spokesperson Deanna Contreras. Glad to have her back this morning. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
It's been a lot of work for PG&E over the past many months, and we see evidence of it all over the place. And let's start with vegetation management, Deanna, because I know the project is very on a huge scale, very wide ranging. But talk about what's being done in Sonoma County right now.
Yeah, that's right. So since we launched the Community Wildfire Safety Program back in March, we've seen even more devastating and deadly wildfires.
Right? Yeah.
We already enhanced our routine vegetation management work to meet the new state safety standards in the high fire threat areas. You know, the CPUC passed the new requirements back in January. We've been working on that. We've been working with customers to reduce vegetation and create fire defense zones. We've already been doing all that. But now, in response to these recent wildfires and the increased wildfire threat, we're taking immediate action to further reduce the threat and basically ramping up our vegetation safety efforts. So what does that mean? That means that if you live in a high fire threat area in Sonoma Valley or West County, you're probably going to be seeing boots on the ground and eyes in the sky.
Yeah. I've already been stuck in a lot of traffic lines on my way out to Kenwood in the afternoon because of tree work that's going on, tree work that is very near the power lines across Highway 12 or alongside Highway 12, I should say. And I know that efforts are being made in that regard to make sure that those trees are trimmed up around the lines.
That's right. We brought in extra tree crews. We brought in extra contract crews to get all this work done by the end of fire season. So it's an urgent work. It's important work. We want it done by the end of fire season. So we are assessing lines in Kenwood, Agua Caliente, Glen Ellen, Fort Ross, all of those areas, Sonoma. And we've started cutting the trees, trimming the trees. And it's going to look a little bit different. If you have a line that runs through your property, you're used to us coming through. You may even know about the new safety standards. But now we're really trying to address the overhanging branches and limbs.
Yeah.
Like from conductor to sky. So that's what's new about this new enhanced vegetation safety work. So we're really trying to address all the overhanging branches and limbs. And just for an example, we have about 830 miles of line that runs through high fire threat areas in Sonoma County alone. And so we're going down these 830 miles of line, patrolling the lines, trimming the trees, getting rid of the overhanging branches and limbs, trying to get it all done, again, from the sky, boots on the ground, by the end of fire season.
Well, no small task, that, obviously. And I know you're talking about skyward patrols, too. And we've seen and heard some of that as the PG&E helicopters take a look at those power lines from above and are flying pretty low while they're doing it.
That's right. They flew in Kenwood, Glen Ellen, Sonoma, Casadero, Fort Ross all last week and yesterday. And today we just took off from Charles Schulz Airport. We'll be flying in other areas, Dillon Beach, Tamales, Marshall, along Highway 1 and 101. So folks over there in that area will see other flights happening. Also in the Mark West area too tomorrow. So all looking for dead and dying trees, all looking at the lines. We're not looking at anything else but the lines and trees that may become a danger to the line.
And let me ask you, Deanna, because we know that that fire chiefs in many of the areas in which we live will, by appointment, come over, someone from the fire agency, come over to your house and talk about that defensible space and talk about the other things that homeowners can do to really shore up their defense against fires. And obviously, PG&E is a huge part of this effort when it comes to home. You described so many of our circumstances where the power poles are on the street and coming through some of our trees to our home. Is there anyone from PG&E that can help us as homeowners try to figure out whether we're doing enough?
Well, we are working with customers to create these fire defense zones around the lines. These are, you know, customers in high fire threat areas.
So does that mean we can call you and say,
yes,
can you take, that's what I'm asking, yeah.
That would be great because, you know, to tell you what, the 15 feet on each side of the pole, you know, ground to sky, the fire defense zone, not as many customers have agreed to this. This is a voluntary program. It's not mandated. It's something that we're doing at no cost.
Right.
Not very many people have opted in to this optional program. So if you're interested, please call us. And the other new thing that we're doing is that we are removing all the wood, all the logs for you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I know we did that with the burned trees right after the fires, but we've never really done this before because it's considered the homeowner's asset.
It should be.
Yeah, they can sell it, turn it into firewood, whatever. But we will remove it for them for free at no cost. If we're doing tree work and if we're creating a fire defense zone, if we're removing these overhanging branches or limbs, we'll remove the wood too.
Well, that's a pretty good deal, and that's great because I know PG&E needs a little extra work, if possible. I'm wondering, Deanna, with these new rules and regulations, particularly after the first of the year, has PG&E needed to shore up the employment numbers? Are you hiring more people to get all these jobs done?
Yes, we have hired, well, tree crews. We've hired a lot more contract tree
right.
crews and some from out of state that are coming in to help us get this important safety work done. The companies, so if you see a contractor with MLU, MGE, ACRT, they're all tree crews working for PG&E to get the trees trimmed.
Well, that's going to be
MLU,
easy to remember.
MGE, ACRT. I know. But people want to know, you know, is it really a PG&E
crew? Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Or,
you know. Yes, absolutely. No, there's no question about it. This reminds me, too, you know, as we get nearer and nearer to the fire anniversary in about 3 weeks from right now, that number one, I need some T-shirts from you. Because on September 30th, we are going to have a display at our event in Courthouse Square of many of the agencies, as many as we can get, that represented us and that came in from, you know, outer limits of California and states beyond, mutual aid agencies that came to help us, and along with our local fire and law enforcement agencies, too. And you should be a part of that. PG&E should be a part of that because
there were
so many heroes. Believe me, I remember the cheers as fleets of PG&E workers would come in and try to help us get back into our communities and get the power back on and all that stuff. So you should definitely be a part of that.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Great.
You know, all the T-shirts from the Sonoma Strong events downtown, they went fast.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, these are going to be on display for everybody to look at to just get an idea of the scope of assistance that it took to get us from that point to this point. And also, Deanna, I'll invite you on the air here to come back on with us over the course of the next 3 weeks as we have, you know, I'm going to invite a lot of the people who were intrinsically involved in our rescue efforts and recovery efforts. And talk a little bit about what it was like, what the experience was like for you personally. You game?
Sure.
Okay, very good. We'll arrange that for you and with you. And I'm glad to hear you'll do it. And so if you hear the hovering overhead, could be, and I hope you don't have to read those letters on the helicopter too, it'll be PG&E checking out the power lines from above. Thanks for the update, Deanna. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. That is Deanna Contreras, spokesperson for PG&E, doing an enormous amount of work right now and will through the fire season. And everybody, I think, is keeping their fingers crossed until it starts to rain in earnest around here.